Here is a report just received on an additional sighting by two soldiers at White Sands, New Mexico.
This is Bill Haggard, public information officer, White Sands Proving Ground, New Mexico. Three young military policemen who spotted a mysterious object over White Sands Proving Ground Sunday agreed here tonight that what they saw looked like a landing and takeoff of some controlled object from outer space. In open session here with the public information and intelligence officials, the youth pieced together a startling tale of what appeared to be a movement of a control device. Working on two shifts and routine patrolling of the uprange area, the soldiers said they had not talked with each other about what they saw until after both reports had been turned in to the Provost Marshal's office. This means further that prior to their sighting of the object, they read no newspaper accounts or heard anything about mysterious objects elsewhere. The object looked as bright as the sky, bright as the sun, rather, but it did not light the sky around it. The Corporal Glenn H. Troy, who with his buddy PFC James Wilbanks saw the object first about 3 a.m. Sunday. He told him noticing a mysterious fall of the sky. The object came down very slowly to about 50 yards from the ground, the corporal said. It stayed up there for 3 minutes, just giving off a brilliant reddish light. Then it came to the ground fairly fast, about a 45-degree angle, and the light went out quickly. This was about 2 or 3 miles away from me. It looked like a completely controlled landing. Wilbanks, who had been on a 3-day pass, not present at the interview. His pass had been approved some days previously. The other two MPs, Specialist Third Class Richard Oakes and Specialist Third Class Henry Marlow, spotted what appeared to be the same object some 17 hours later, about 8 p.m. Sunday, when they were on patrol together in the Jeep. They say they first noticed the object hovering motionless about 50 yards from the ground, and then saw it rise slowly into the sky and stop again. It got so far up, finally, it didn't look like a star, said Oakes. Then all of a sudden, we didn't see it anymore. I know it couldn't have been an aircraft, said Marlow, because it remained motionless for several minutes. The second patrol also saw the object from a distance of about 2 miles, in about the same area. The patrols possibly were about a mile apart. The tip range at the northern end of the northern tip of the range, 90 miles north of White Sands Proving Ground headquarters, is near the bunkers used in the first atomic bomb explosion in 1945. The terrain is flat desert land. It's possible to see clearly for several miles. I think that covers it.
You just heard a report by the public information officer at White Sands, New Mexico, on a sighting by two soldiers on Sunday morning of an unidentified flying object.